The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. Excuse me. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, on this Tuesday, 18 January 2011. And we're waiting for Bob Chapman here. He'll be with us in a couple of minutes. And here's a story out of California. A little bit different. Some people were shot in a school, and the cops didn't kill the shooter. And apparently, it was not intentional. As it's not really clear why the student had a gun in his backpack. He pulled it out to show somebody, and he hit a 15-year-old boy in the neck and a 15-year-old girl in the head. And sources reportedly told the Los Angeles Times that after the gun fired, the student who brought it to school apologized to his classmates before running out of the classroom. Here's a case of babies playing with guns. At any rate, I don't think this is one that they can use. I don't know, it's not politically charged, but the gun grabbers will, of course, try to restrict what you own and what it can do. Now, we did know the one assemblyman out of California is proposing a bill, and it's another draconian piece of gun legislation, as we have seen before. But I don't think anybody in this country, in spite of the argument of being reasonable about firearms, there's nothing reasonable about a firearm, folks. Cold, hard steel that does one thing. Its intended purpose is to kill. It's not there to warn or frighten. It's not there to entertain. It's not like watching fireworks, ooh and ah. It's cold, hard steel death. But people are not going to give them up. And luckily, we have enough people that have been educated in this country that knows when the guns go, so you go. Unless you want to capitulate, grovel, beg, or run like hell. And cops are always out there to tell you, hey, you know, if I fire a bullet, I hope you can run better than 1,200 feet per second. You know, it is what it is. It is a defense mechanism. Can be used for offensive purposes as well. Just ask any warrior that has ever gone to war. War is not fought defensively. You go get the other guy as hard and as fast as you can. But a little different story with guns in the hands of private citizens. They are used for defense, and they still want to make us defenseless. I, for one, am not going to go for it, as well as millions of other Americans. So they're going to try. And God bless the people that are out there just to make us all safe. They really do care. In the meantime, their entourages, and even they themselves, what do? They carry guns for protection. But they want you to submit and be a willing victim. Gun control does not work, folks, any more than Obamacare or how it's worked for any country on the planet. We've been fed a spoonful of you-know-what, and the people have spat it out. We'll be right back with Robert Chapman right after this.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendabyte, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendabyte is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendabyte continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendabyte. To get your Extendabyte, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster, where art thou, sir?
I am here.
Hey, you are there. We're here. Everybody else is here. Here, here. Bob.
Yes.
What the hell is... Who's this character, the premier of China, come over here, didn't come over here with hat in hand to go talk to Barry Sartoro. What was the Chinese premier's visit all about?
Oh, I think to tell the world that the U.S. dollar should no longer be the world reserve currency, and it should be the Chinese yuan.
Hmm.
And... they probably have, the Chinese probably have a good case because of the denigration of the dollar, especially since August 15th, 1971, when we got off the gold standard. And the United States has sold gold. We don't know how much. On the other hand, China is absorbing all of their gold production and silver production as well. And they are the biggest producer of gold in the world right now, and they're buying it on the market as well. So they want a gold-backed currency, and they want it to be their currency. Or at worst, a group of nations, maybe 5 or 10 or 20, that have currencies that have strong gold backing. Well, that's number one. Number two, out of $2.85 trillion in foreign exchange, probably $1.4 trillion, and that's a guess, because I don't know the actual figure, is in dollar-denominated assets. And I don't want that. They would like to cut back their ownership of the dollar because they think it's going to go lower. It probably is. And so on all the other currencies in the world, including the yuan, because China has just as big a problems as the United States does, in spite of the fact they've got this big forex position. China is not being run properly. And when you have a repressive dictatorial government, and that's an apposition to what Jimmy Rogers says, it's a free country. Well, I get news for Rogers. That's just not true.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, America isn't a free country anymore either.
That's true.
And so he's here to discuss what is being done in and with the dollar. We've had many conferences in China over the last several years about the same subject. China was allowed to come into the World Trade Organization and trade the way they do today. And China knew that the currencies of the world, particularly the dollar, was being denigrated by the way that they ran their economies, which is the same way that the Chinese are running their economy, Keynesianism. And China has done something that everybody else has done since World War II, and the U.S. currency became the world reserve currency under the Bretton Woods Agreement. And that is, they are all consciously, every day, depreciating their currency to get trade advantage. And, of course, the biggest victim is the American public. They don't want to talk about that. And, of course, they have 30 million unemployed. They have a real estate bubble. They have a stock market bubble. They get very, very difficult problems, like everybody else has, because they've all done basically the same thing. It's just like, you know, the dollar in the USDX, that's versus six other major currencies. They're all bad. There are no good ones. They've all done the same thing. So how do you gradate what any currency is worth? Well, you pull up a chart. I've got one right here in front of me. Only 10 years old. I'd like it to be 11. U.S. dollar, annual change versus gold. Over the last 10 years, it's lost 18.4%. Over 11 years, it's over 20%, 20.5% to be exact. Australia's lost 11.7% with their dollar. Canadian dollar's lost 13.8%. And it goes on and on. So tell me, why would anybody want to have a currency when they can have gold and silver? Pretty simple. So what do you have to do? You have to have a currency that's gold-backed. And that's what we're all going to go back to. And the Chinese are barking about that because the Chinese want the yuan to be the currency.
Well, what do you,
and they're whistling in the graveyard.
What do you want to make a bet that part of that conversation was what the Chinese government wants to do is to basically force the United States because of that, well, that debt that China's holding. By the way, it's kind of a misnomer that China is broke because they are loaning money to other countries here in this country.
Which they'll never get back.
Well, they may not. But what do you want to make a bet? Part of that conversation was Chinese grand plan here to take U.S. companies and wrap parts of their worldwide operations in new joint ventures, and then demanding that the Chinese interest in these companies amount to about 50%. They want to be partners.
That's right. And you're absolutely correct, and I was getting to that, but I want to tell you something. If the people who run the United States, and the world for that matter, want to put China in their place, All they have to do is have a meeting and devalue and revalue all the currencies. They have they could have a multilateral default, a new issuance of each currency, but it would have to be gold-backed. The Chinese aren't going to like that, but that's the way it's going to be. The Chinese get a tremendous advantage because the people who control Congress from behind the scenes will not allow any legislation to interrupt free trade, globalization, offshoring, and outsourcing. And that's the key. The key to destroying America and opening up all these markets to China. So the way you solve that, if you can't get legislation to do that, is that you default. And they're either going to default in America or have a revolution.
The Chinese president, Hu Jintao, was in town talking to Barry. In the meantime, Bob, you remember Neil Kashkari?
I sure do. He works for PIMCO.
Yeah, well, and known in the industry as PIMCO. This is the guy This was the guy that was in front of Washington on the issue of the $700 billion bailout. When I saw this guy not looking real secure in the basic lie that he was trying to shovel on the Congress, you know, I looked at this guy and I said, man, this guy's name's not Cash Carry, it's Cash and Carry. He's just recently come out and he says, well, our debt is now starting to get away from us. Now, he's the managing director of PIMCO, and he's now making the statement. You know, how much faith would you have in somebody as a managing director of an investment company that comes out with a statement that says our debt is now just now starting to get away from us? Now, he did an interview with Bloomberg, but some of the things that he was talking about in here, I mean, just absolutely, we know this, but we don't want to scare investors off, so we'll soft pedal this thing. The differences in yield between 2- and 30-year treasuries widened to a record, and the yield on a 10-year note rose by as much as 8 basis points to 3.41. That all sounds fine and dandy, but there is a problem. The problem is that the total U.S. public debt was more than $14 trillion at the end of last year, and that was a whopping 72% increase during the past 5 years. Foreign holdings of U.S. Treasuries has dropped almost 56% of outstanding debt in May of 2008 to 49.7%. Kashkari did say one thing that I will agree with. Nobody wants to buy America's debt anymore. So here's the problem. They have no wiggle room whatsoever. They're going to have to monetize more of their debt. Are they not?
That's what QE2 is all about. The Fed is going to produce the money to purchase the Treasury and agency paper, and that'll cost them about $1.6 trillion this year. And they'll probably buy 80%, like they did last year, of that paper, which is bonds. And they will probably have a QE3 to do the same thing. And the Chinese don't like that, and that's just the way it is. Chinese knew that going in. It was a cost of doing business. If they were unwilling to pay for it, that's tough. Shooting missiles off along our coast is not a good idea. That's not going to impress anybody, because lots of other people have missiles that can do the same thing. Now, maybe the Chinese want to get rid of half of the 1.4 billion people that are in China. It's a good chance of that. So they'll have another war, so they can lose 700 million people.
Well, China is, it would work against their interest to do anything because they are rapidly emerging as the world's number one economy. And how did they get there, folks? Well, with Uncle Sammy's help. Remember that one?
On your back.
There you go. All right, we'll take the break. We'll open up the phone lines as well for Mr. Chapman and the International Forecaster, 800-313-9443. And if there's anything that you do not understand about stocks, commodities, bonds, the economy, money, anything, no question is too small.
Proactive is new and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million-bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With New Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-635-1053. Because we're going to let a million people try New Proactive risk-free. Get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try new and better than ever Proactive. And you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of the new Proactive, two free extras, and free shipping when you call 1-800-635-1053. This is our best radio offer ever. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of new Proactive plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping. This offer won't last long. Call 1-800-635-1053. That's 1-800-635-1053.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
You know, folks, the polls are coming out showing a massive increase in support of Barry Sartorial, a.k.a. President of the United States. And he's in enough trouble right now that he's come out just recently. We all see what's going on with the health care. That had a little health care interruptus, Obamacare, by way of the Gifford shooting out in Arizona. But he's come out to counter the critics that he's not doing a damn thing to help people in this country. He's there to help the corporations, the banks, and, well, bailing out their sloppiness and their greed and their criminality. He ordered a review of U.S. regulations to remove or overhaul those that stifle economic expansion without helping consumers advancing his outreach to business community. He wrote in an opinion piece in the Wall Street Journal, and this is his opinion, learned as he is, today that he's mandating a government-wide review of the rules already on the books to remove outdated regulations that stifle job creation and make the economy less competitive. The initiative is part of an executive order he signed today, which said he would codify a balanced approach to regulation. Now, before we go any further on this, there are glaring problems with employment in this country, and we can readily point to the reasons why. Number one, the funny money system that we still have. We can look at the outsourcing of jobs. How many millions of jobs have been outsourced or literally moved to Mexico, Indonesia, China, you name it. We cannot compete. If you want to live in your $150,000 house, folks, and not a grass hut, there's no way on God's green earth do we compete with backwards countries or people that don't have the same standard of living. This is what we were told, don't worry about NAFTA, when they did that back in 1992, that this is going to reap benefits for the American workers. They flat out lied to us. We are competing against cheap labor markets that we cannot possibly compete against. I could go on, Bob, but, you know, how gullible does this man and his handlers and his speechwriters think that we are?
You know, John, you're speaking for the half of the population who think, who can read and write, who are educated to some extent. Half of the population lives in a different world than we do. And that's who he's addressing it to. And he expects them to believe it. He's not going to do anything to improve jobs. That's not part of the agenda. It's just like going in as colonial people into Africa, the British, the Germans, the French, the Dutch to some extent, the Spanish in the north, and telling the people that we're going to do all we can to help you, but we're not going to build you any schools, because if we educate you, you'll throw us out. Well, it's the same thing. They want all the jobs not to go to Americans, citizens and non-citizens. They want it to go to someplace else, because the transnational corporations make gobs of money, and they hide it offshore. And maybe every 6 years they bring it back instead of paying 35%. They think up a grandiose idea like the last time, and this time they're trying to do the same thing again of creating jobs. They're not going to create any jobs. They got to run their stocks up with the money they bring in. Last time it cost $108.5 billion in lost taxes. This time with $1.9 trillion they want to bring in, the loss will be $650 billion in taxes. So they must be leading up to this. This is part of what it's about. And the American worker is going to get zero. It's going to get worse and worse and worse by design.
Well, it is by design, Bob, because, you know, people get a little confused as to what free market really is, or a managed market, the way it's been done by the federal government by way of rule and regulation. How bad is it? And this is according to Tom Donahue. He's the president of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. He said that the federal codes total more than 150,000 pages, and he calls it just the fine print. It costs the nation almost $2 trillion a year. And adding that, while some rules are important, there has in recent years been an explosion of regulation. We have a problem here with a government that seems to think that they know best, and whatever they do by way of reforming or making rules or dropping rules or making new rules, that somehow that this is their duty and function to do. And we... They must think that there is as much idiocy in the states and in a private sector there is with their closed politicians club in Washington, D.C. We know how to create. We know how to work. We know how to get compensated for our labors. We know all of this. What the stumbling block has been, many, many different ways. I mean, folks, I wish I would have prepared a list for you of what the federal government has actually done to the private sector. Just you and me trying to make a living without destroying the earth, the environment, pissing off the greenies and the tree huggers and everybody else. This is all coming out of Washington, D.C. with their idea that the more that they regulate and the more that they try to curtail and prim and trim, and that it's going to be so much better. And then that very system that we use for business, they have trashed.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Be because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Tune in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Is the call-in number. Let's proceed with the inquiries and questions. Willis in Idaho. Hello, Willis.
Hi, John. Hi, Bob. I'm wondering, I guess it's more of a, I'll just get to it. With this GATA lawsuit, with all these different lawsuits we've got going against silver, well, the fixation of silver, I guess the first question would be, why aren't we seeing more of an instantaneous, it seems that the public is becoming more aware of this, and everywhere I look, silver is being bought up in records. Why wouldn't we have a more direct impact immediately? Would be the first part of the question. And the second part of the question, is there anything that Bob can foresee that would drive the silver and gold futures down?
Well, first of all, the silver and gold futures are currently, and for the last week, have been driven down by J.P. Morgan Chase, Hong Kong Shanghai Bank Corporation, Goldman Sachs, Citigroup, who indirectly and directly control the Federal Reserve. And the reason they're doing that is that there's going to be no rules on concentration and illegal naked shorting. in spite of the new law, which demands that concentration not be allowed. And so what the CFTC is doing is saying there are no rules, there are only our rules, and we will continue to make those rules available and allow the big bank hitters who control our country to do what they want to do. So with that out of the way, you know that there is no free market, and you know that they are going to continue to do what they can do to manipulate markets. Let me rephrase that and say that I wrote that I didn't think that the CFTC would allow Morgan to be taken down. Morgan is short, along with HSBC, probably about 53% of the net short position, and they can't extricate themselves without making the price go higher. At the same time, you have tremendous buying of physical silver, but that is not the exchanges. What people have to do on the exchanges is buy silver and take delivery of the contracts and force them to come up with the money to present physical silver. How they're avoiding that is by paying a 25 to 30% premium to the contract owners, even though they might even be out of the money, just to keep them from taking physical delivery. And it's going to come a time where that will end, and it will end ignobly for those banks. But still, there's two different markets. One is the physical market, which is booming, and one is the contract market on COMEX and the LBMA in London, as well as the derivative contracts that are being written and the gold options that are being written. And so that's the paper market. And sooner or later, the paper market will collapse of its own weight. How long will it take? I don't know. I do know this, that there's a lot of people who are professionals who are buying long contracts, particularly in silver, to force the 25, 30% payout to them, which is a heck of a return, because if you do it every month and you pyramid your purchases, you really get the COMEX and the LBMA and the derivative writers over a barrel, because they got to keep on giving you, the buyer of the long contract, that vigorous, because if they don't do that, the market will collapse. And that's why people should continue to take delivery of physical silver in any country.
What is your estimation on how many people actually are taking delivery from those contracts?
Probably around 2 to 3%.
Do you see that going
higher
up?
Higher than what it's been in the past.
He asked, do you see that going higher?
Yes, I think it will over time, because the physical demand is where it's at, and that's where it's coming from. And one day they're going to wake up and there is no physical to deliver, and they're going to have to settle contracts with cash. And the minute that happens, no one will want to play in their exchanges anymore.
Yeah, because the reason why they're moving to the commodity or the precious metal in the first place is the flight from the cash. They don't want the cash.
Mm-hmm. But until that time comes, I guess basically what I just heard you say, and please correct me if I'm wrong, is we're screwed.
We've got great gains. We're not screwed from continual gains, because if you go back to August of 1988, you'll find the working group in financial markets was formed. And at that time, gold was around $260 an ounce, and silver was around $350. They're not selling there anymore, are they? So we're not screwed. It's just that the rate of appreciation of gold and silver is not going to be what it should be. But events will come that will force prices much higher than the elitists would like to see them. So the game still has to be played because there's no place else to go.
And keep in mind, Willis, that when the, and this will happen, there, I've had people crunch these numbers. I've read innumerable articles on it. People that really understand the markets, treasuries, stock sales, currencies, precious metals, they're all saying the very same thing. I'll give you an example here. The first 12 days of this month, the government sold 3.5 million ounces of silver. The demand is astronomical. They cannot keep up with it. The prediction is that maybe even as soon as next month, you're going to see silver maybe hit 50 bucks an ounce. This is going on because the price of gold has gotten to the point where it's not comfortable for the novice or the person who has a little bit of money to go out and try to purchase in the gold market. They see the silver market, and they're taking advantage of it. That also is going to, because it's supply and demand, that also is going to drive up the prices. Here's the bottom line to all this, Willis. When the currencies go down, the only Mohicans left standing is going to be gold and silver. And at that point in time, that's what everybody's going to put their trust and bank on, excuse the pun, and you're going to see it rise dramatically. It's going to happen because if you've been watching the futures market for grains and just about everything on the planet for next year, you're going to see increases of 8, 10, 15, maybe as high as 20, 25%.
Yeah, it's going crazy.
It is going crazy. So the people that are positioned in the gold and silver right now, they're in the catbird seat. They have nothing to worry about. That is that insurance policy that we've talked about ad nauseum.
Well, I am full in agreement, if in heart, if not in mind. I'm just seeing, I've almost given up on the idea of supply and demand altogether as far as gold and silver, because I've seen this. I work with a guy who is the biggest bullion dealer on the west of the Mississippi. And he has exclusive contracts with some of the mines.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes he'll dry up, and he'll just dry up, and I'll say, what's going on? And he'll say, I can't get any.
Yeah.
And if supply and demand were in effect, because he supplies all the silver dealers from Montana, I've checked Utah, Idaho, Oregon, Washington. This guy works with all of them, all of the Northwest. And if he's not getting it, they're dry. And so supply and demand would say that price right now should immediately go up, but quite oftentimes it goes down.
But you also got to understand that it is not in the bank's interest to see gold and silver. They have to try to regulate it in the market, because if they don't, it's going to send the signals to the people of this planet that, wait a minute, something is really amiss.
I understand.
You know? I mean, it's a shell game that they're playing. They're walking on eggshells right now, and they know it, and so does everybody else. Everybody that has an interest and a stake in living and breathing and eating versus dying a slow death by way of bankruptcy, they're getting this, and they understand it. So I don't, you know, I'll be honest with you, Willis, I don't care what they do, because what they're doing is insane. It has no connection to reality or markets or strategy or anything. It is absolutely over-the-top insane.
I agree.
You know? So at any rate, I thank you for your call, Willis.
Okay,
all right, sir. Appreciate it very much. George in Texas, you're up next. Hello, George. George. Uh-oh.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, Bob's still there. How you doing, Bob?
No, I think you just
pretty
hung
good.
Up.
Pretty good.
Oh, I was just going to say, I think you hung up on him. Go ahead, George. Just pulling your whatever. George. George.
He dropped.
Anyway, I was half kidding. He disconnected himself. Do I have any other callers online?
David
Dave in Canada, north of the border. How you doing, Dave? Dave? I hear somebody wrestling with a phone. Dave, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
How are you tonight, sir?
I am doing well.
Thank you. Hello?
Yeah, we're still here. If you're on a speaker box, get off of it.
Hello?
There you are.
I'm sorry I hit that with my elbow, John.
Go ahead, Dave.
Okay. Bob, I've got a question for you. With the commodities, I don't know what they call the federal or the Americans that control the shorts, like with J.P. Morgan and HSBC. They say they're going to come out with new rules on the volume of the shorts that these investment banks can have. Now, does that mean when they come out with the rules, even though they're doing these naked shorts and these shorts illegally, does that mean that they are only limited to the amount of either metal or, let's say, even corn, wheat, or any commodities that is in stock that they can only short the volume that's sitting like in their warehouses or in the COMEX? So basically, if everybody takes the metal out, then they can't short it.
Well, supposedly, but the CFTC is not going to change anything.
Okay.
And I said this 6 months ago. They're an arm of the government, and the government is controlled by the banks who are shorting the market. Now, that's the paper market, not the physical market.
Right.
And if you keep on buying physical, there isn't going to be any left, like the last caller said. And so that's the solution to this whole thing, is denying them the ability to receive physical in the marketplace. And that will happen. And that means that the paper market won't be able to function any longer. As I said earlier, the creators of the shorts, are paying people 25% to 30% not to take delivery because they don't have the silver.
The product.
And so what's going to happen eventually is that nobody's going to play in the market unless you're willing each month to settle for 25 to 30% guaranteed profit for not taking delivery.
Okay. Okay.
The government is totally and thoroughly corrupt, and the CFTC is part of it. So don't expect any help from them. Or the SEC, for that matter, and other matters. The only thing that the market is going to experience is high-volume delivery until there isn't any left.
Okay, Dave, anything else?
Oh, well, that's all I was trying to wrap my head around that. Hey, as long as everybody takes the metal out, then this paper is just going to blow up in their face.
It's going to blow up anyhow.
That's right.
It's just going to blow up faster.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And that's the best way we can have it, is just keep pulling, and say, hey, look it, deal with it.
Well, and people are getting mixed signals through the controlled media in this country that they're still being told that cash is king. Cash is king. Well, no, it's not, because of anybody. You know, it's kind of strange. I sat and watched Aaron Russo's Freedom to Fascism. And I've got to tell you what, folks, this is one of the best videos. If you want to be the bearer of bad news without getting shot, with you being the bringer of the messenger with the bad news, do it in such a way that it's entertaining, it's not morose or heavy, it's intriguing. When was the last time, folks, you watched Freedom to Fascism? Now, that's old history and old news to you. Oh, I saw that. I know what that's about. But what about the people that haven't seen it? The effects are profound when people watch this. And we've got them on the run. They've got themselves cornered, but they're trying to pawn it off on us. The pushback is coming against them.
Oh, definitely
and,
it is.
And Dave,
yeah.
And every indication that I have, that everybody, and I mean everybody that's got a vested interest, business, I don't care what it is, mom and pop, medium manufacturing, I don't care what it is, they all know, they're starting to realize what the source of the problems are. It isn't just about government regulations and interference. It isn't Obamacare. Their number one cancer that they cannot and they will not diagnose and be honest with the public with is the problem. You know,
it's the banking and the money. Like, that's exactly what's going on up
exactly.
in Canada here. They're saying, oh, our dollar is so strong. Our dollar is a cent and 0.5 over the American. I'm saying, and a lot of the other Canadians up here are saying, duh, look at the American dollar's under 80 cents. If we were so strong, we'd be like at the euro at $1.20. What propaganda and crap are you shoving at us?
Well, in a perfect world, all the mainstream broadcasting should go silent and dead. Leave the people in the lurch and let them scramble for answers. But in spite of all that the millions and the billions that they spend through the government, through the banks, through their propaganda, through everything, it is failing. People, intrinsically, we're curious individuals, we're curious beings. We just have this insatiable need to want to know. They've been turning away from the mainstream propaganda press for quite some time. And now they realize by watching it that though the entertainment news, the infotainment, isn't satisfying anymore. And Fox realized this a couple of years ago. Now they all bank on things going viral. They're all sitting there watching what everybody else is watching and looking at. They're looking at the resource material that they're afraid to touch by their handlers and the people that make their propaganda channels possible. They're failing. And it's not going to be an overnight thing. This has been gradually happening for a number of months and years. We're so damn close to this, Bob, to this thing, and I liken it, my analogy is the atomic bomb, that you've got to concentrate that center mass, and you've got to do it equally and apply pressure from all sides. But at that critical point, you have an explosion, and one that cannot be contained, and we're right, almost right to that point right now. They're getting it by way of Ron Paul and other people on the Hill. They're getting it from the people, mom and pop, on the streets. They're getting it from the economist here, like Mr. Robert Chapman, and other people around the globe that don't have the vested interest in riding the sweaty little pony until the damn thing dies. They're telling the truth. And this is starting...
Yeah, but there's people out there in the newsletter industry who are on radio and television who are not qualified in any way...
That's true.
To make decisions and make projections in the realm of gold and silver or anything else to do with the stock market or the commodity markets or in the realm of economic and financial projections. They have no training in it, but yet they're getting the ear of the people.
Yeah.
And all they're doing very often is just copying other people and what they're having to say.
But you saw this cycle, Bob.
And many of these people are telling us over and over again who write newsletters that gold's going to go down and silver's going to go down. And they've been doing it for 5 years and they've been wrong.
Yeah, well, Bob, I'll give you proof of the pudding here. It was the doomsayers, the naysayers. These are the people that they poked fun at. The Chapmans, the Schiffs, the Salentes, that were on television on a regular basis, was being interviewed all over the place. Well, that's not happening because what they have said has come true. So we're not going to go back to that poison well of truth. We're going to continue with our banter and our BS. They're banking on it, but the bank is broke. Bob, I cannot express in strong enough terms here that we're on the verge of seeing something very miraculous happen in this country. It is through education, as small and as pitiful and sometimes ineffectual as it has seemed, even to me, it has worked beyond my expectations. Imagine if we get a real push here and people are really serious about getting this country back on track, people going back to work, living this precious little gem that all of us are allotted. It's called our lives.
And John?
Yes, sir.
Can I say one thing?
Go ahead.
I'm looking forward to the time that we both get our countries back. It's going to be scary.
Oh, yes,
it's going to be hell on earth.
Yes, sir.
But bless you both. Have a great evening, and we are going to win because they're on the run. Thank you, Mr. Chapman. Thank you, John.
Thank you. And Dave, the truer words cannot be reiterated enough. They literally are on the run. They're the ones that are scared. I mean, the American people right now are still reeling, and they're still trying to figure things out. They're tenuous. They're questioning. They're a little bit frightened, a little bit scared. But not to these money masters, because they're going for broke right now. And they realize one thing. If they don't pull off totally their coup, they lose completely. And you will see a different dawn here in America. That's why I'm still here. That's why Bob Chapman, at the age of 72 years of age, is still doing incredibly good at what he's learned to do. That's why we're here. And we will remain here. More and more people, Bob, are waking up. And there's only one obvious solution. Just the other day, I had my webmaster post a story. Guess what, Bob? Virginia has a plan in the works. It is on emergency standby in case the Federal Reserve note collapses. They're bringing up their own currency. And they're having that. They're putting it together right now. And it's on standby because they can see the handwriting on the wall.
And you're absolutely right. Well, we are winning.
Oh, it, man.
But the public doesn't realize it yet.
Not yet. And for the foe, you know, I mean, this is truly a David and Goliath story here. The monster looks so big. The beast looks unbeatable. And you're going to do what with a slingshot and a rock? You're going to kill this beast? The beast is dying before our very eyes. Literally. You know, people ask me all the time, Bob, well, where the hell do you get the energy to keep doing this day after day after day? I do it because if we keep our nose to the grindstone and we do what we can in informing our other countrymen in this country, it's just not us. The examples are worldwide. It's like the magic trick, Bob, of, you know, making the Empire State Building disappear. You know, I mean, it is such a grand delusion that they have spun out there, but it is starting to unravel. Give you an example here. Remember, we were talking about Portugal and Spain. Well, guess what happened to the politicians and the central bankers after they got back from the Christmas holidays? Well, they got back to a small problem here. It's Portugal. Now, Portugal, and we talked about Greece and Ireland and all that. Well, there's a little problem with the bonds. And they were defiant, saying, no, we don't need bailouts. We don't need bailouts. Well, the bailouts have already begun. They have no choice but to keep their quantitative easing and borrowing from the banks to prop up these currencies and these governments, because they took on the poison and their economies and their countries are dying. At that point in time, once you make the proper diagnosis, the patient heals. And the diagnosis is the funny money has got to go, and we've got to get back to the business of living. It is becoming readily apparent to millions and millions and millions worldwide. You think we're losing, folks? We're not. The truth shall prevail. And we'll continue.
Wait until the Irish elections.
Yeah. We'll continue with the second hour. By the way, you people listening via WWCR, you can hear the second part of this broadcast, one day delayed, by going to republicbroadcasting.org. And there's about 30 other people you might want to listen to as well. We'll be right back.